Mr. Weaver, or Dr. Weaver, if you prefer. First and foremost.
Favorite food. What's your favorite food, sir?
Without any doubt, it's Adrian's burrito. You can buy them in the Cook Street Village in Victoria, the chorizo burrito. It's amazing.
Sounds effective. All right, favorite band that you listen to?
I must admit, you two. I've been following them all since I was a youngster.
Are you going to go see them in concert when they're here?
I wish. I can't make it to Vancouver that day. I would love to.
All right, your favorite movie? What jumps out for you?
The Shrek series, and the reason why I say that is I remember watching them as a family with my kids, and it was just remarkable watching those movies.
Okay, what's your guilty pleasure song that you might listen to if no one's around following you around?
Pharrell Williams, Happy.
Good song. Great song,
yeah,
by the way.
I like it. It's an uplifting song, yeah.
Okay, what perks are there to being called doctor?
Very few, none. Well, the only one is sometimes they listen to you at Air Canada lineups.
Yes, and I guess...
But sometimes they don't.
And just stay away from United Airlines, I guess.
Oh, well, exactly. No, in United Airlines, it would be not certainly something you'd mention.
What's your favorite sport?
Rugby. No question there. I played it many years. I loved it. Loved the game.
Favorite team?
Favorite tea?
Favorite team? What's your favorite team in sports?
The Edmonton Oilers. This is our year. It is our year, too.
Wait a minute. Are you allowed to run for Premier of British Columbia and be an Oilers fan?
I'm not going to change who I am. I've been an Oilers fan since the early 1980s. So, yeah, I'm sticking with the Oilers. It's a good time to be an Oilers fan. You don't see many car flags with the Canucks on in Vancouver these days.
There's no green in oil, though, is there?
No, there is some irony there. I it is not lost on me supporting the Oilers is a bit ironic. At least it's not the Calgary Flames. In fact, Oilers do not like the Calgary Flames.
Yes, that's absolutely. I can appreciate that. Okay, tell me this then. As an Oiler fan, I look forward to this answer. How many years will it take for the Canucks to get back to the playoffs?
They may never get to the playoffs again unless they, I don't know, but I say five. You know, they just have, what they should do is they should just follow the Oilers, like 20 years of first-round draft picks, and you're finally there. So you know, 5 years, I think they'll be a contender again. They need to do some rebuilding. Most clubs do, and sure, it's been a long time waiting for the Oilers, but finally, those year after year after year after year first-round draft picks are beginning to pay off.
Did you have a hero, whether it was a movie star or an athlete, when you were a kid?
David Suzuki.
David Suzuki as a kid?
Well, as a young adult, mainly when I, as a little kid, it would be Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau was your hero as a kid, and then David Suzuki. Why? Yeah. How did this happen?
The scientists, I'm a scientist. I love science. And they made science, accessible. And I love the way they would, I would love Jacques Cousteau films. I'd love the documentary. I'd love David Suzuki and what he did for bringing awareness of the importance of science and decision-making. You know, these guys are inspirational.
Okay, I'm curious about your answer being a science guy based on this. If you could have any superpower you wanted, what would it be?
The ability to fly. Why would it be that way? Because then I wouldn't have to get stuck in a helijet and harbor air and not being able to actually get from Victoria to Vancouver, like this morning, right? So.
Yeah, so, okay, then with that in mind, plane, train, automobile, or boat?
Well, plane, clearly.
Being a guy who wants to fly. Do you have
a favorite? Yeah, of course. So second best is going in plane.
Do you have a favorite superhero?
We're going to come right down and say Superman. Again, he flies.
I thought you would have gone with, like, Spider-Man because he's a scientist.
Yeah, but, well, Clark Kent, he's like regular guy on the one day, and then he's like superhero on the next day. I kind of like the telephone box changeover as well.
All right, a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
So Andrew Weaver is called up for karaoke. What's your go-to song?
I've done this before. I've done it many times. The Animals, House of the Rising Sun.
There's some notes to hit there. Can you hit those?
I'm not going to try now. Well, I've done that many times, like ever since I was young. Love the song, love it in karaoke, and get right behind it, get some passion into it.
If you win, are you going to sing it for us?
Black Sabbath, Paranoid is another one that I remember do from my youth too.
Wow. Whatever.
Yeah. So wow. Those are my days back in the heavy metal days in the '70s. So Iron Maiden, early Van Halen, not the new stuff. That's kind of like pop music. The early Van Halen,
like Dance the Night Away, Van Halen, yeah, Running with the Devil.
Yeah, exactly. That's the good stuff.
All right.
And but now would I sing the song on election night? I'll say if we win on election night, I'll sing any song you want me to sing. Badly.
At least you're honest about it. Okay. Are you a beer or wine guy?
Oh, beer, absolutely. You know, absolutely. No question. But a beer snob. Got to be craft beer. Will not even touch Labatt's, Blue, Molson Canadian. Only craft beer because they're so sweet and so yummy.
Okay, now you sound like a total BC resident. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me your ideal spot for a vacation in British Columbia.
Oh, in British Columbia? Oh, there's a bunch. Parksville. We go there every year. Parksville, British Columbia, lovely place. After that, Penticton.
Best Disney character?
Best Disney character? Oh, what's his name? I was going to say Mickey Mouse, but everyone says that. Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
He talks funny.
Would you rather drive or would you rather ride shotgun?
Drive, without a doubt. An electric car.
Of course. What's your favorite recreational activity?
This is going to shock you. Paintballing with my son and his friends.
Isn't this some sort of form of gun violence?
No, it's paint. it's actually, you're outdoors, you're running around the bush. It's great fun.
Do you have a hobby when you weren't knocking on doors besides paintballing?
Well, I used to, until I got elected, I was very heavy into hockey cards. I have most of the Opeachy cards that go back since 1968. Gretzky, rookies, Bobby Orr, year twos, lots of cards. But I haven't had time, so my collection is stalled from about 2012 to today.
Are they all in good condition?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have complete series of, multiple complete series of serial numbered cards, where each card of the 600 cards in the series, there's only 100 issued. So it's a very good collection, kept away in vaults.
What's your pride and joy then of all your cards?
Oh, the Wayne Gretzky rookie, everyone's pride and joy. Actually, Ken Dryden rookie is also a good one as well. Quite pleased with that.
But he's a Montreal Canadian.
I know. But Wayne Gretzky is the Oiler, but Ken Dryden, like, he's another guy. He's a Liberal Party politician, and he's a good guy.
Dr. Weaver, appreciate you doing this, and good luck on Tuesday.
A pleasure. Thanks for calling. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate you doing this. All right. Take care.
No problem.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Favorite food?
Pasta.
Favorite band?
The Clash.
Oh. Favorite movie?
Ooh, Bullworth.
Guilty pleasure song you listen to if no one else is around?
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Wake Me Up Before You Go by Wham.
That's pretty embarrassing.
I know.
Favorite sport?
Hockey.
Favorite team?
Canucks.
Who was your hero as a kid?
Mary Tyler Moore.
If you could have any superpower you wanted, what would it be?
Oh, I would be... I would have invisibility.
Really? Why?
Why? What do you mean? Why would you have invisibility? You can go around. Nobody knows where you are.
Oh, invisibility. I thought you said I'd have a disability. Oh, no.
No. Invisibility. I would, you can go places and nobody even knows you're there. You can get on planes for free.
There you go. you're called up for karaoke. What's your go-to song?
Mac the Knife.
There you go. Beer or wine?
Oh, I can't answer that. I love beer. I love wine. Depends. If I'm in the Okanagan, it's wine. If I'm in Vancouver, it's beer.
Ideal spot for a vacation in BC?
Gulf Islands.
Best Disney character?
Best Disney character. Let me think about this. Who's the guy? Beauty and the Beast. No, not Belle. Lumiere.
Would you rather drive or ride shotgun?
I like to drive.
favorite recreational activity?
Running.
And finally, would you rather commute by plane, train, automobile, or boat?
Boat, 100%. 100% boat. I love boating.
All right, that's all the questions he's got. Thank you, you're a great sport.
All right, here we go. All right, what's your favorite food?
Halibut.
Halibut?
Halibut. Fish and chips. Has to be halibut, not cod.
That's a lot of money right there.
Yeah, but it's great. Nothing better than BC halibut.
Okay, what's your favorite band?
The Skydiggers.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm. They're a great band from Toronto. Josh, the guitar player, married my old roommate of mine, and they named their daughter after my wife, Ellie. So I'm a big Skydiggers fan.
All
second,
right.
Second choice, Great Big Sea.
All right, very Canadiana here. I like where, I like where you're going with that. Do you have a favorite movie that stands out for you?
I do. On May 4th, though, you have to go with Star Wars. So the 4th, May 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you. But at the end of the day, my favorite movie is Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite line or a favorite character?
I'd play on. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for a while yet. That would be our friend Bill Murray. No, it's a great film. I've watched it 2,000 times, and it never makes me. I laugh every time. Every time I see Bill Murray, I laugh.
Caddyshack 2 just did not do it justice. That first movie.
The first one, everything after that just didn't work. There's only one Caddyshack. Every other attempt just didn't work for me.
I agree. I'm with you on that one wholeheartedly. Okay. Do you have a guilty pleasure song that you might listen to? If no one's around, what are you turning up loud?
Beautiful Stranger by Madonna, largely because it played such a prominent role in Austin Powers.
I always thought Madonna was kind of hot in that video, too.
Yeah, I think people look sideways at you when you like Madonna.
Good movie, though. Okay. What's your favorite sports team?
My favorite sports team are the Canucks, unless it's July, and then it's the Lions.
Ah, now that's a true British Columbian right there.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a rule at our house about Alberta teams, by the way. I think I'll share it with you, as I know you're a sports guy. My wife's finally got it after 38 years. Who do you want to win if an Alberta team's playing? Anyone playing against them? Who do you want to win if the Oilers are playing against the Flames or the Eskimos are playing against the Stampeders? You want the team to win that's furthest away from the Lions or the Canucks. It's a pretty simple formula. I think all British Columbians should follow it.
I thought Andrew Weaver was the scientist here. You got the whole formula here.
Science-based sports fan. That's right.
The sabermetrics of it all, yeah. Do you have a favorite sport?
Well, to watch hockey, to play basketball.
To play basketball, what was your position?
I was a guard. I'm only 6'2". I'm a little guy. But I played in high school and in university. And I'm not. I played last week with a couple of young guys over in South Vancouver, and you always think you're still 19, and I'm here to tell you that I'm not.
Can you dribble, or are you a shooter?
I was a shooter, and my jump shot is more of a set shot these days. And even though my brain says I'm off the ground, I wasn't leaving the ground at all.
Well, you might be able to find a bunch of votes with bricklayers then, right?
Yeah, very well, very well.
How long is it going to take for the Canucks to turn things around then?
I'm hoping next year, but I've been saying that every year since 1971.
Yes, it's starting to add up after a little while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does. But I'm there thick and thin.
Did you have a hero as a kid?
My mom.
Why?
My dad died when I was a baby, and my mom raised me, and she shaped me to the person I am today, and I don't forget that any day, and back then, back now, and into the future.
That's a pretty cool mom right there.
Yeah, she's okay.
If you had any superpower you wanted to, what would it be?
To grow my hair back.
I didn't expect that one. Captain, what would that be like? Captain Rogaine then or something like that?
No, Captain Mullet maybe. I don't know. Anything. Just I thought about that one for a while, and the consensus was I would be a better superhero if I had better hair.
I give you credit, though. I like the mullet campaign slogan that you guys had.
Let's go with it.
All right, so we're at a restaurant, we're at a pub, and all of a sudden somebody gets on the mic and they said, all right, singing karaoke next, would you please welcome John Horgan. What's your go-to song?
Behind Blue Eyes by Pete Townsend and The Who.
Can you hit those notes?
No one knows what it's like to be the sad man. we're going with The Who.
And if you win, will you sing it for us?
Well, that could well be. I think I'll be elated at that point. There won't be any Behind Blue Eyes at that point. Looking forward to Tuesday night for sure.
Are you a beer guy or a wine guy?
Beer guy.
Any particular choice?
I'm a red beer drinker. I like Rickers Red. I like craft beers that are pale or red.
You get along with my dad pretty well. Okay, ideal spot for a vacation in BC.
Tough one, because it's such a beautiful province. I'm gonna land on the Kootenays. Anywhere in the Nelson Castlegar region up through the cusp, spectacular.
I think there's some
Spokane Valley.
I think there's some orange votes out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a few. plane,
train, automobile, or boat?
Train.
Really?
Yeah. Relaxing. You can look out the window. You're seeing places that you don't normally see. And most of the time, there's not traffic coming the other way.
I'm actually kind of with you on that one. All right. And last but not least, would you rather be behind the wheel or would you rather ride shotgun?
Behind the wheel.
How come?
I like driving. I like having the wheel in my hands. I don't like looking out the window unless, I lose interest pretty quickly. I fall asleep. If I'm driving, I'm awake.
Sounds like a control freak.
Yeah, it could be. I do like to drive.
John, thanks very much for doing this. I appreciate
this. Great, James.
All
nice
the best.
You,
good luck on Tuesday. Yeah, nice talking to you, too. Take care.
Bye now.
Cheers. Bye-bye now.